Welcome to the Key Point Review audio tapes for modern real estate practice. Together, we'll be reviewing crucial points from each chapter of your textbook. It's an easy way to reinforce the wealth of new material you're covering in your real estate education. Chapter 2, Real Property and the Law. Land, as you remember, includes the Earth's surface extending downward to its center and upwards to infinity. Also included in the definition of land are things permanently attached to it by nature, such as trees and rocks. The term real estate includes the definition of land, but adds everything permanently attached to the land, whether natural or artificial. The term real property refers to the bundle of rights that attaches to and defines real estate ownership. By the way, the concept of a bundle of rights comes to us from Old English common law. An owner has the right to use, sell, give away, lease, or improve his or her property. Often the term realty is used to describe real property. Subsurface rights include mineral rights, which can be sold or leased to other individuals. Air rights can also be sold or leased. The definition of personal property, sometimes called personalty or chattels, is easy. It's everything that isn't real property. Personal property is characterized by mobility. Examples of personal property include automobiles, furniture, and money. The difference between real and personal property can sometimes become blurred, as in the case of mobile homes. Is a mobile home personal property since it can be moved? Or should it be considered real property once it's affixed to the land? Generally, the answer is determined by a state's law. What about trees and other plants? Perennial plants, like trees and bushes that renew themselves each year, are considered real property. Annual crops, which need to be planted or cultivated every year, are known as implements and are considered personal property. Note that real property can become personal property. A tree is real property when growing, but when cut down for lumber, it becomes personal property. This action is known as severance. Through the process known as annexation, personal property can become real property. A brick is personal property until it's placed in the wall of a building, at which time it becomes real property. A fixture is an item of personal property which has become permanently attached to the land or a building so that the law considers it to be real property. Examples of fixtures would be plumbing fixtures or built-in kitchen appliances. Keep in mind the four basic tests to determine whether an item is a fixture, real property, or personal property: intent, method of annexation, adaptation, and agreement. Trade fixtures are items installed, usually by a tenant, for use in conducting a business. Examples might be shelves in a bookstore or booths in a restaurant. Since they're installed for use in a business, they're considered personal property if they can be removed before the lease expires and without causing structural damage. Real estate has seven basic characteristics which can be divided into two categories, economic and physical. Land's economic characteristics are scarcity, improvements, permanence, and area preference. Land's physical characteristics make it unique. These include immobility, indestructibility, and uniqueness, often referred to as non-homogeneity. Certain laws apply specifically to the purchase, sale, and ownership of real property, as do federal regulations and various tax and zoning laws. All of these are detailed in your text.